Science Audio presents the unabridged recording of Tracks of Her Tears by Melinda Lee. Performed by Kate Rudd. Chapter 1. Death never took a holiday. Rogue County Special Investigator Seth Harding parked his cruiser and stepped out into the gravel lane that led to the recreation area. A light snowfall the night before had coated the region in an inch of white powder. Snow clung to fir trees and covered dormant grass. Like most of southwestern Oregon, the scenery was postcard beautiful, except for the small group of uniforms gathered around the dead body. The parking area and the open space between the lot and the body were marked off with cones and crime scene tape. Seth walked past the medical examiner's van and a half-dozen patrol vehicles lined up along the lane. Tires grated as a county forensics van pulled in behind Seth's cruiser. He preferred to be one of the first on scene, but the 45-minute drive from his small town of Solitude to the crime scene in the county seat of Hannon had set him back. Standing next to his patrol vehicle, Deputy Phil Harrison waved him over.
Seth, good to have you back.
In his late 20s, Phil was a hard worker with ambition. A snowflake landed on the wide brim of his campaign hat.
Thanks.
Despite the tragic nature of the case, Seth was glad to be back in the Major Crimes Division. He'd spent most of the previous year on an interagency drug task force. The assignment had been good experience, but he'd missed investigating his own cases. In his soul, he was a cop, not an administrator. Being a liaison had given him a headache, and the insane hours had been rough on his marriage. Seth and his wife had reconciled in September after a 7-month separation. Now that he had her back in his life, he wouldn't let anything come between them again.
What can you tell me, Phil?
Seth asked as they headed toward the remains.
At 7:30 this morning, those three teenage boys were hot-dogging on their ATVs when they spotted the dead woman.
Phil gestured toward the other side of the small park, where a public boat ramp provided access to the Rogue River. A deputy sat at a picnic table with three teenage boys dressed in orange and camouflage winter gear. Their ATVs were circled like wagons next to the portageon. Behind them, the river flowed, moody and dark under a heavy gray sky.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?